The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, it's a very busy weekend in sport. We're joined by off-the-ball broadcaster Colm Bowie. Colm, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
The women are in action tonight.
They are, yeah, against Belgium. Massive Nations League playoff to determine who gets into League A, which would be very beneficial in order to qualify for the 2027 World
Cup.
It's
a two-legged.
Two-legged affair. So tonight's at the Aviva Stadium, 7 p.m. There are still tickets available. A little over 20 quid per ticket, so it's not bad value if you're around Dublin South tonight. And then the return leg is on Tuesday against Belgium.
Okay, talking about the Premier League, and we were hearing a little clip earlier suggesting that Arsenal have their name on the title.
Oh, wow, that's premature, is it not? Only at the end of October. They have a tasty enough game, Arsenal, on Sunday at 2 o'clock. They entertain Crystal Palace, who themselves have been very entertaining, I think it's fair to say. The action kicks off tonight in the Premier League. Leeds United against West Ham United, as Nuno Espirito Santo made a huge mistake there, taking over at West Ham. Bit of a basket case. Leeds have been decent under Daniel Farke, to be fair. Then tomorrow, Chelsea, Sunderland, Newcastle, Fulham and Manchester United play Brighton at 5:30
tomorrow.
Can
they continue their winning
ways? It's a big one, you know, because we could be depressed again next week, Pat, talking about this. Brentford play Liverpool, so Keith Andrews, of course, doing really well at Brentford. That's again Saturday night, 8 p.m. Will Mo Salah start for Liverpool? Will he be back in the team? Aston Villa play Manchester City, and then Super Sunday, Everton against Tottenham Hotspur.
Now, in terms of domestic soccer, well, it was European soccer last night, and no good news for Rovers or Shelburne.
Heartbreak. Shelburne went to North Macedonia against Shkendia, lost in the 92nd minute, 1-0 on the night. So that's only 1 point from the first two games. Shamrock Rovers have 0 points from the first two games. They lost to Celje 2-0 in Tallaght.
Okay, now Rovers are still trying to get their hands on the Premier League title, and they're making it tough for themselves because Stephen Bradley is running the marathon on Sunday and then making his way to Derry for a vital clash.
It's pretty incredible, this, and he's also doing it with his coach Glenn Cronin. So he'll get a chopper up to Derry. So he's doing the marathon in the morning, the Dublin Marathon, which is on this weekend, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a second. Yeah. And then Shamrock Rovers, as you say, play away to Derry City. If they get a point from that game, they will finally be crowned Premier Division champions. That's 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Talk about putting pressure on yourself. But when he planned this extravaganza, he thought it would be in the bag at this point.
It could, exactly. That's the first part to go. But the second one, it could be euphoric on Sunday. And I just want to mention a very, very quick story. My father ran the 1984 Dublin Marathon and he was flagging at the end, and he said that Pat Kenny was there to cheer me on at the very end and it helped me over the line.
I'm glad I did.
And he wanted me to tell you that story for ages now.
Very good, very good. Now, let's talk about Formula One goes to Mexico, and at last it's getting a bit exciting in terms of the title race.
Yeah, because there's only 40 points, isn't there, between the top three in Mexico City.
So Piastri, Norris and, of course, Verstappen lurking there in the long grass waiting to take the two McLarens out.
Yeah, so who's going to do it?
Don't know. I'd put my money on Verstappen, though, even at this point.
Yeah, you always would, wouldn't you, with Verstappen, with the mentality to cover that. Yeah,
yeah. And when you've got Piastri and Norris having a go at each other, you know, maybe team orders should have come in a little bit earlier and give, you know, tell Piastri to behave himself and just go out and win and forget about Norris. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see on Sunday in Mexico City. URC.
Yeah, URC. So Munster play Connacht tomorrow night in Thomond Park. They've made 7 changes to the side, who of course beat Leinster now famously at Croke Park last weekend, because a lot of those Irish players have gone to America to prepare for the New Zealand game, which is next week. So Jack O'Donoghue, who captains the team, it's still a very strong outfit. The Connacht team, as we speak, has not landed yet, but Stuart Lancaster has lost 2 of his first 3 games, but that's an unfair overall assessment because Connacht have been quite entertaining in the process. Ulster are still in South Africa. They go to the Lions this time. They had a fantastic win last weekend against the Sharks, and Leinster entertained Zebra at 5:30 tomorrow.
And that's going to be important for them. I mean, they lost to Munster, having lost the 2 in South Africa. Then they won 1. So they really have to... they have to win this.
They do, but it will be an unrecognisable Leinster side to the one that played Munster, because, of course, the vast majority of Andy Farrell's Ireland squad for the November series is made up of Leinster players. So it's a source of great frustration for Leinster head coach Leo Cullen, who doesn't have his frontliners available and won't until early December for the Champions Cup.
Yeah. But still, I mean, every time someone goes missing, whether it's through injury or being called up, it's an opportunity for some of the wannabes.
Exactly. The depth is huge. I must say, there's 2 League of Ireland games tonight, by the way. Pats against Waterford and Galway against Drogheda, because the European places are very, very competitive domestically as well.
Finally, we should talk about the marathon briefly on Sunday. I mean, don't swap numbers or don't take a number from someone who's decided not to run. your number is your identifier for health reasons and all the rest. So if somebody with a particular number gets injured or falls down or whatever, they need to know who it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's a protocol that needed to be put in place because there's mass confusion otherwise. It's the 44th version of this, which is hard to believe. There was adjustments made last year as well.
Yeah.
So the new start line is the Leeson Street Lower, isn't it? And then shortly before you go on to Stephen's Green. So it'll be a hell of a day. I hope the weather
And the interesting thing is, if you've got a target, 3 hours, 3.5 hours, 4 hours, whatever it might be, they have pacemakers. And you just find the guys, they'll be holding up balloons to indicate if you're a 3 hour person, that's the pacemaker you follow. And you're guaranteed if you keep up, you'll do it in 3 hours.
I've come a long way since my father did it in 1984.
All right, Colm, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.